Chapter 10. Megan. Thursday, 13th of June, 2013. I thought I was getting better, but recently things have been worse. I haven't slept, and I feel trapped in my small life since I've been unable to see Kamal. I'm ashamed of what I did, of what I said to him, but I need to see him. I need to tell someone the end of my story, just once. I go to Kamal's flat, and I feel my heart racing as I press the bell. When he opens the door, he looks surprised, but not angry. I tell him I'm sorry for what happened, and he lets me inside. "I know you can't be my therapist anymore," I say, "but there's one thing I have to tell you. I can't start again from the beginning with someone different. I just can't. Once I've told you, you won't ever see me again. I promise." He says nothing. "As a friend, then, I have to share it, or I'll go mad." "As a friend," he says. He shows me into the living room. I've kept this dark secret for so long, and it's so difficult to let go of it. "It's about when I was in Hokum with Craig," I say. "I was 17, and we were living in that cottage in the middle of nowhere. After Ben's death, it was what I needed. Craig saved me. He loved me and looked after me." Kamal nods. "So, what happened?" "Here we are, at the thing I can never say. I got pregnant." Kamal says nothing. He waits patiently for me to carry on. "The truth is that neither of us wanted the baby, but it was too late to end the pregnancy by the time I realised what was happening. I'm shaking now, and I start to cry. We were both so stupid. We didn't talk about it. We just ignored it and carried on. I didn't go and see a doctor or eat the right things. I just got fatter and more tired. And we argued." Kamal lets me cry. He comes and sits down at my side. He doesn't touch me, but he's right there next to me. My voice is a whisper. It doesn't feel right to say these words aloud. "It happened at home. Craig had a friend who was a nurse. She came and it was okay. It was painful and frightening, of course, but she was born fine. She had dark eyes and blonde hair. I was glad we hadn't ended the pregnancy and got rid of her. We called her Elizabeth, Libby. One day, Craig and I had a fight, and he went off and left me. Libby was just a few months old. It was really cold, and there was water coming in through the roof. I tried to light a fire, but it kept going out. I was so tired. I was drinking gin, just to warm up, but it wasn't working. So I decided to have a warm bath. I took Libby in with me and put her on my chest, her head just by my face. I stop for a moment as I remember that night, that room, those terrible feelings. I fell asleep, I say. And then I can't speak because I can feel her again. She's no longer on my chest. Her body is between the bath and my arm, her face in the water. Kamal doesn't say a word. He puts his arm around me and pulls me to his chest. Kamal's not angry with me. He hasn't pushed me away. I'm safe here, completely safe with him. After a long time, I say, I don't want to go home. He nods, but he doesn't invite me to stay. Instead, he says, You can come back if you like, another time. I step forward and kiss his lips. He doesn't pull away from me.